from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's obviously fun to go out there, and I think these receivers know too, and these tight ends, like at any given moment, the ball could be coming to me, so might as well run my route full speed. I mean, that's what you saw today. But yeah, no turnovers on the day for any of the quarterbacks, which, you know, that's something that we're going to continue to keep preaching, the ball. And turnover differential in the league is a big statistic in deciding who wins football games. So the better that we can be with that, the better that this team's going to be.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen there following practice yesterday. And, even along with that point, too, of guys running, full routes, I did see it. I think Jeremy, our morning show host, also was talking about it. Just how much the team was celebrating after every single, touchdown, big catch, what have you. Like, it was almost taught to, go out there, celebrate, do things like that. Yes, I think there is a thing there, too, of, when you have such a talent at the wide receiver position or the tight end position or really any of the skill positions, there I think is the natural tendency to favor the one truly elite guy because they get the job done. And I don't want to say it's necessarily a bad thing by any means. But when you do get to a point, I think like the Bills did the last 2 years, I was talking with Sal about it in the last segment, where it became such a factor of the only consistent guy they had, though, was Stephon Diggs, and the offense revolved around if he was getting open. That's where we get into a negative bit. And he was still having great seasons, but I would say the Bills far too often, especially against some of weaker teams as well, but with good defenses, got themselves caught up in a mess. Look at the Jets games. Those Jets games, which have now kind of almost routinely become bad games for Josh Allen and the Bills offense, it a lot of the time is because the passing game just cannot get off the ground. And you saw it last year in week one. Allen is throwing the ball to Davis, and it's just not working. Interception after interception after interception. And it was the same in the Eagles game. He would target Davis, and they just were not on the same page. And it fell flat. Now, some of that I would not say is because they were targeting Diggs too much. Davis didn't know the ball was coming to him. I think it was just more along the fact of just they did not have the right receivers in the room to get the most out of the offense. The Bills were at their best offensively. I still fully believe this with Josh Allen in 2020. Why? Because they had an ensemble of weapons. Diggs, of course, being the main factor, he comes in and kind of takes over the John Brown role, and Brown just moves down, and they explode. But it was also because they did have John Brown still playing at a very good level. They had Cole Beasley at an elite slot receiver level. And Dawson Knox going into year two. They had an ensemble cast around their all-star quarterback. I think they lost their way a little bit in the years following. They went to the kind of argument of, hey, we'll get this guy that's just looking for a ring right at the end of his career. We'll bring him in. And they did that with Emmanuel Sanders. But ultimately, age hit him in the face like nobody's business. And by the middle of the season, he was kind of a non-factor to the point that Gabe Davis took over. Davis was at his best as a number three wide receiver. But too many times in the last few years, they've gone back to this older well of guys that have come in already, John Brown and Cole Beasley may be perfect examples, but they did not have that step anymore. They had lost it. And it caused problems on the offense, especially when guys like Gabe Davis ultimately never took that next step. I would argue Davis has not developed since his rookie year. Because if you look at the stats, it's borderline the same. There's a few more targets because guys, you know, left. He was a fourth-round rookie. He's obviously not getting targeted a ton that year. But I think that was a big problem. He never really developed past year one. And that's what they were running with the last 2 years. Diggs looked great. The offense at times, though, did not. The offense, a lot of the time, we were all sitting there going, it just looks so difficult. They're still putting up points, but man, it feels so difficult. They're not scheming anyone open. No, you know, no one is getting open. What's going on? I don't think they're going to necessarily run the ball way more now, but I do think it is going to be an ensemble cast, and I do think that is the way to win in the NFL. Now, there are teams that have incredible ensembles where it is an all-pro wide receiver and then a Pro Bowl number two. I'm not arguing that that's a bad problem to have. That's a great problem to have. You are going to have to eventually pick one. The Dolphins just had to do that. They picked Jalen Waddle. They've already paid Tyreek Hill. They ain't going to do it again. Spoiler alert. It is a great problem to have. I don't think the Bills are there, potentially. But if Kincaid pops off for 130 targets and 100 catches and 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns and Khalil Shakir has 115 catches and he's over 1,000 yards and he's got like 7, 8 touchdowns, now we are in that problem. Now we're having a different conversation of, okay, someone's going to get a massive payout here. They need to do so. But we're not having the conversation we're having right now, which is, I don't know if this is going to work. I think it will. You look at Joe Brady, and he gets fired in 21 because the Carolina Panthers are bad. Matt Rhule wanted him to run the ball more. It was a terrible marriage from the start. But in 2020, he has got DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, and Curtis Samuel all flirting with 1,000 yards. Two of them did go over it. Samuel's the one that falls short at a little over 800 because he's kind of the do-it-all guy rather than just like the out-and-out wide receiver. And he's doing that with Teddy Bridgewater, a quarterback who, and I love Bridgewater, but he was never a guy you were worried was going to throw for 350 yards in a game. That was never him, even when he was considered a good young prospect in Minnesota. That was never his game. He's doing that with him, and they didn't win games because they weren't good. The talent level overall on the team was pretty piss poor. It was awful. Now, instead, you have this Bills roster, which has Josh Allen at quarterback. You have James Cook and Ray Davis at running back. You have a solid ensemble at wide receiver that has room to potentially be pretty darn good, if not great. Now we've got something here. But it all matters on if it's consistent or not. That is where I'm a little leery. Because I have not been able to see it yet on the field be consistent. We just haven't. Now, if we do, this conversation is going to change. Week 6, week 7, week 8. We're going to have an answer. I firmly believe that. Whether it's, we got to go back to the drawing board. They need to go back at wide receiver. That needs to be round one again. That needs to be, you know, one of these second round picks. They've got to go back to it. Whether it's that or, okay, we're going to have to pay some of these guys and they're going to get big contracts. Dalton Kincaid's, you know, a top five tight end in football. He has now become like their version of Sam Laporta. Might be having that conversation. You ultimately look at a team like the Detroit Lions. That's an ensemble cast. It just so happens that Amon-Ra St. Brown broke out immediately. Sam Laporta broke out immediately. But they've also got guys like Josh Reynolds and Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs and what have you. And they have a quarterback that is on a few tiers lower than Josh Allen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And yet, they look incredible. They look unbelievable. They had to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're going to have to pay Sam Laporta. But I look at Detroit. I look at Green Bay. Those are teams that I think should be the template for the Bills going forward. A lot of talent that you can just spread the ball around. Jared Goff is not a better quarterback than Josh Allen. Not even in his wildest dreams. Not even on his best days. So if you get Josh Allen, the kind of ensemble, arguably, you know, somewhat ensemble, like they do in Detroit, that is a different ball club than they've had in a number of years here, and a far more dangerous one than they've had in a number of years. They have gotten as far as they've gotten due to a very good defensive coach and a quarterback that is a wizard on the field. But after that, they have not been more talented than many of the teams they've had to play in the playoffs. I'd argue they have been far less talented, but Allen being the elite quarterback he does, he elevates his lesser talented team to more wins than they should have. Now you put him with, and I brought it up, if Khalil Shakir is a diet version of Amon-Ra St. Brown, so like 900 to 1,000 yards instead of 1,500, and Kincaid is just, you know, like Sam Laporta, a 1,000-yard tight end, almost 100 catches, then you do add in a Curtis Samuel, who's pretty darn good, and Keon Coleman, who, you know, might be a very talented rookie, along with, you know, sprinkling in Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Dawson Knox and the running backs. Detroit might actually be the template. I brought up Green Bay a lot. Detroit might be the team to look at the most for the Bills when it comes to offensive playmakers and spreading the wealth. Because Detroit, I know, stunning, has become one of the templates to build an NFL roster. They have been, or they have become that. Even when their drafts have left you scratching your head, them drafting a running back at ninth overall, what have you, it's worked for them. They score a ton of points. They constantly put pressure on every team they play. And really, they should have gone to the Super Bowl last year if it weren't for just a defensive collapse in the second half. And I think that's my biggest issue with the Bills over the last 2 years, is it just became so clear it had to be Allen and Diggs going off for them to win. And it happened a lot. But when it got to the playoffs, when you got to a point where you have to have a consistent number two option, they simply did not. And I think this year, and in years going forward, they will never run into that issue again as long as Josh Allen's the quarterback. Because a lot like in his rookie year, when they realized, ooh, we need guys that are getting open, not guys that are big and have a big catch radius, they pivoted. And they were able to do that in year. But it still took some time for them to get eventually the team they wanted. I think we're sort of in that same spot now, but they've sort of been going that way over the last year or two. And this was just kind of the culmination. They were happy to move on from Diggs. You know, they were willing to take the pay cut ultimately to better improve this team. And that's what they did. They also moved off Gabe Davis. He was not consistent enough. He was not doing enough of what they needed him to do. And now, they, I think, are at a point where they're comfortable with what they have. And they can become very comfortable depending on how some of these young, high-potential guys produce. I think the easiest thing, though, and the best thing, is they do have a quarterback in Josh Allen who they know can get them the football. This is we're not sitting here with even Ryan Fitzpatrick or Gardner Minshew going, I mean, I think we've got the talent, but we're not really going to be able to totally know because of the quarterback. No, no. You'll know. I think it's a big reason why I was always okay on moving off Gabe Davis. Josh Allen is his quarterback. Stephon Diggs is not getting open. He's having a tough day. Gabe Davis, every once in a while, would pop off. Very rarely, though, would he take advantage of a day where Diggs is being doubled. When he did, it was amazing, but oftentimes he did not. You look at the Bengals. If Ja'Marr Chase wasn't going off, they could get the ball to T. Higgins. They could get it to Tyler Boyd. They've already lost Boyd. And I'll be honest, listening to Mike Brown's comments, the casting of the die thing, the super ominous like tone there, we'll see how much longer that's going to last. That is a team that is known for not paying people, and now they are just seemingly just setting it up to not pay certain people, and that's concerning. But you look at the Chiefs. Where were they most dangerous? They've won two Super Bowls in the last 2 years. I would argue they have lucked into both through good defense and just situational football. But their best years, where they probably should have won Super Bowls, is when they had multiple guys that Mahomes could just go to, just feed the rock to anybody. And they were one of those great teams that had the Tyreek Hills, the Travis Kelce's, the two all-pro guys out there. But eventually even they picked one and they shipped the other guy off. During the height of their powers, they were like, we can't do it. We're winning. We're doing as well as we are because we have multiple targets. Their biggest problem has come into, and it hasn't had been broadcasted as a problem yet, is that they've been awful at drafting and acquiring wide receivers since trading Tyreek Hill. Sky Moore is borderline unplayable. Kadarius Toney is taking snaps at running back now. Rashee Rice is going to be suspended this year, but he's the only one with any semblance of talent. It's just... I want to have an honest conversation about the Chiefs, but they keep just falling into Super Bowl wins. It's impossible to do so. But I think they want to have what the Bills are doing, or they want to do what the Detroit Lions are doing, the Green Bay Packers are doing. I think the Bills are doing, and they're trying. They're just failing at it, but they're still failing upwards. They're still winning Super Bowls, and it's where it's almost impossible to have an honest conversation about them. Going to take a quick timeout. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will listen back to Bills offense coordinator Joe Brady's comments with the media today before practice. One note, though, on practice, our own Sal Capaccio is reporting. There was a few reports earlier in the day, but I believe they're starting 11 on 11s now. Mike Edwards is with the ones today. He's starting at safety. It was DeMar Hamlin yesterday, so it is now Edwards. Hamlin, I would believe, then, is playing with the twos. If you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.